Well, when you look at the largest magazines, and in particular in the outdoors, one comes to mind is Field & Stream. And with me today is Sean Hernke. And Sean, I guess the first thing is that you've been involved with a Outdoorsman Challenge last year as a participant and went out there and rode four-wheel drives and shot air rifles and did all those kind of things. But this year, you've got a much larger role.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it all kind of started, you know, I'm like most bass fishermen, I'm an avid outdoorsman. And, you know, I was thumbing through the pages of Field & Stream magazine and came across this thing called the Field & Stream Total Outdoorsman Challenge. And I was like, that looks pretty neat. I like to shoot, you know, archery, and I'm into shotgun sports, and I can do a little bass fishing on the side. So I thought, you know, hey, I might try to enter this thing and see how it goes. And, man, I tell you what, we just had so much fun with it last year, and it's just such a great competition, and there's really nothing else like it. It's not necessarily something that's, you know, is for specific pros, you know. I mean, you take a guy like myself who's a professional angler, but how good are you at archery, and how good are you at rifle shooting, and how good are you, you know, that's the concept behind the Total Outdoorsman Challenge that I think is really unique, and really makes for a really neat competition. And so I did it last year just kind of for fun, and really enjoyed it, and had a great time, and met a lot of good friends. In fact, I'm probably going to go hunting with a guy up in Idaho that I met last year. And you know, that's kind of what was really neat, just the camaraderie of the whole deal. And so now this year, Field & Stream's kind of stepped up and asked me. They're actually doing three shows on the Versus Network this September and October. And they're going to cover the six regional qualifiers and the national championship to be held in Springfield, Missouri in August. And I'm actually going to host all those shows, and we're going to have a good time and see where it goes. It's, we just had our first regional qualifier in Miami last week, and it went very well, and got, you know, one real good guy won out of that, and next one's coming up in Dallas this weekend, and so we're just kind of, you know, it's really been a good time. They're taking six regional qualifiers out of that, and just going to try to figure out who's the total outdoorsman this year.
It's funny because when I watch you guys, I don't think you need to be any busier than you are. And, you know, I know you're traveling the country right now, and it's amazing. I catch you, and now you're pre-fishing for a tournament, FLW tournament at Lake Norman, but then you jump on an airplane and head back and go to all kinds of venues yet, and it's just making you busier.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of the fun part, though. I like to stay busy. I mean, that's kind of what we're doing. You know, today I'm out here on Norman for one day, and then fly out to Dallas tomorrow to go cover the event. But that's what I like to do. The people at Field & Stream are real good and get along with them real well, and I just invite anybody out who thinks that they have the abilities to do it. It's doesn't cost anything, and anyone's willing to can enter, and if you're not able to make it to any of the events, you can register online at fieldandstream.com and try to get one of the six wild card position. So, that's kind of the thing that a lot of people, I don't think, realize. They think, well, maybe this is just for pros, or, you know, maybe not. But, hey, the guy won the last one. He was just a weekend guy who just loved to hunt and loved to fish, and he had the talent and the skills to win it all. So I invite anybody who thinks they are up to the challenge to come out and try to make the Nationals in Springfield this summer.
Well, you mentioned some of the venues, of course, Miami, Dallas. I noticed Chicago, which I'm a Midwest guy. There's one in Chicago coming up, and it really is going to get kind of a geographic picture of the entire length and breadth of the country and the outdoors people that are associated with that, it seems.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to have another venue, I believe, in Las Vegas, and another one in Baltimore, and the last one, I believe, is in Nashville. If you can go on their website and check it out, and you can register online, and they have all the dates lined out for them, and that's kind of the point of what they wanted to do. They wanted to find who is the best in the United States, and that's how you do it, is by hitting every geographic location. And that's ultimately what Field & Stream's trying to find, is who's the best guy out there that's good at everything, you know. So I think it's going to be exciting to watch on TV. And I can tell you for a fact, this first one we had last weekend was really pretty good. There was a lot, you know, some pretty good guys there that made it really competitive, and it came down to the very end, so it was pretty exciting.
Let's go into the TV thing a little bit. I mean, you know, you've been on TV lots because you've won tournaments and, you know, and had that exposure that way, but to host a show like this, that's got to be something different, and I'm sure you're getting some enjoyment out of that as well.
Oh, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know, it's kind of what I was telling everybody last week. I said, hey, this is my chance to get a little revenge. Usually everybody's stuffing the microphone in my face and making me come up with something to say, so now I can sit down and interview some guys and make them talk for a while. So it's been pretty exciting. It's a new experience, but it's something that I am really interested in. And when they approached me with it, I was pretty excited about it because that's something that I enjoy working on camera and doing things like that. So it's been a heck of a good time and getting better at it every week. Obviously, I have a lot to learn, but it's been pretty enjoyable. Hopefully, it's something that we can continue doing.
Well, Sean, you and I had the opportunity to meet each other several years ago now and got to fish together in a Skeeter's Press junket and down at Lake Fork, but you kind of moved around a little bit since that time. You know, you were living down there kind of in a trailer, guiding a little bit and doing those kind of things, but things have changed, and with a couple of wins under your belt now, things are looking up for you on the FLW Tour.
Yeah, exactly. It's those days, actually, the old PAA tournament, Scroggins and those guys caught them right out in front of my trailer where I used to live. That's where they whacked all those giant fish last weekend, so that was pretty comical. But it's been a great year and so many positive things have happened for me. I never believed that, getting into this, I was just some guy that wanted to just go out there and catch some fish. So for all this to go on has really been, just kind of mind-boggling. So just kind of take it one day at a time and just having a good time as we go, you know.
Well, the state of the sport is definitely changing, and I know, FLW with the 200 angler fields and, when you're seeing all the television, of course, with the Sunday events on for FLW and Saturday with ESPN, things are really taking off for bass fishing, and I think a lot of people are starting to see it as a good way to maybe advertise their company, to get to the right grassroots people, and it sure seems like we're heading in the right direction.
Oh yeah, I mean that's definitely the case, and I mean that's the beauty, that's something that Field and Stream has seen is how big a following there is in the bass fishing world, and of course their magazine and their product directly lines up with the guys who participate and girls who participate in this sport, so I think the sport has definitely grown tremendously, and it's never something that I would imagine, a few years back it would get to this point. And I think from what we saw last week at the PAA event and just all the positive responses there, I think there's a really bright future in this sport. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, no doubt about it. You're going to do a great job there, and you're going to kind of keep us posted. I know we talked to Elvin Smith, and he said, hey, you really need to talk to Sean to have him keep you posted on what goes on with this Field and Stream Total Outdoorsman Challenge. And I hope you can keep me apprised on what's going on and how things are going. Would you do that?
We will definitely do that. And I want to see some people come on out and show up. We have, even if the application deadline's too late, just show on up anytime before noon on the day of, and there'll be there. Anybody can show up and go out there and show us what they're made of. It's going to be an exciting year, and look forward to the Nationals in August.
Well, Sean, you and I were kind of kidding about before we did this radio program about Lake Norman. Lots of little bitty fish and maybe one big one, and you told me that you found one of those big ones today, so you need to set him aside and tell him to come back in a week or so.
I know. I was going, man, I shouldn't have caught that big one this quick, but we'll try to catch a few more big ones before it's over. Should be a good tournament. Catch a lot of fish. Lake Norman always produces just a ton of bites every day, so it's just a matter of trying to catch those one or two good ones each day to put you over the top.
Well, thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio, and good luck with Field and Stream.
Hey, thanks a bunch, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.